Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived!
Bingo!
Come on! Let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson, and you're not. But welcome to School Talk. I've been doing this since 2003, y'all. This is going to be my final season as the host of School Talk. I'm going to turn the reins, the steering wheel, the handlebar, the chair, the microphone. I'm going to turn it over to the students, and they're going to produce this thing. I don't know what it's going to look like. Good morning. Speaking of student producers, I got my student producer all the way back from New York City to Big Apple. Put the hands together, put the magic button for Big Nally. Welcome back.
How are you, sir?
Hey, can I get your autograph?
You get my autograph?
You've been the big city, man, New York City. Hey, y'all can call in 244-9234-244. WBDG. You can call in and get in. I got the Big Nelly, man, from the Big Apple, man. The big city. How I got guests in the house, so I'm trying to be short. But how was it in New York, man?
New York was pretty fantastic. The IBS Awards went very well.
Mm-hmm.
We received two trophies.
Woo! Push the magic button.
Yeah. Let's hit that magic button. One of the awards being for Best Radio Drama.
Okay.
I took my buddy's one act that I was in my junior of high school for theater. I had the whole script and everything, turned that into a radio drama. So
awesome.
Everything was right there
That's
for
awesome.
Me to do. I took all the scripts, all the characters, and Ryan Smith, Samuel Pierman, and Mary Jane Garcia, we all acted in it, and we created the radio drama.
Yeah.
And then we were awarded Best Sports Talk Program for the third year in a row for the All Gas and No Breaks radio show. That is my racing show that covers NASCAR, IndyCar, and Formula One every Monday morning from 7:45 to 8:30 a.m. here on WBDG.
If it ain't broke, don't fix
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
School Talk, what, three out of the last four years?
Yeah.
Our show was the number one community show, so... kudos, man, on the bringing those awards back to Ben Davis High School, man.
Feels amazing.
It's students, y'all. Audience, this is student-produced stuff. You know, we old folks, like adults. We can't, like, supervise. But it's the young people who improvise. And good job, man. Proud of you, man.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I will ask you what crazy stuff you saw in New York, but we ain't got that much time.
We got a rock and roll.
Well, you did that in New York. We got some stuff and things in the studio. What are students up to on the thing we call the
On the big board, ladies and gentlemen, boys basketball regional going on in the playoffs of the state of Indiana, New Palestine versus your Ben Davis Giants this Saturday at 4 p.m.
We ever played them?
I believe that's a great question. That's
audience?
A great question.
Easter listening.
Yeah, Mr. Easter probably knows. I'm gonna guess that you guys might
have played them.
Okay. Probably. I mean, they're pretty good in football and pretty good in sports in general.
Cool.
Ben Davis Theater presents A Midsummer Night's Dream this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Catch that at 7 p.m. and at Sunday at 2 p.m.
Yeah. They were on the show last week talking about good stuff and things about the Midsummer Light Stream. So it's going to be an awesome place. It's going to be funny.
And then spring break.
y'all like that, don't
March 16th to March 31st. No school, everybody. No school.
That's huge. That's some big, bold numbers.
Much needed break for everybody going with SAT testing and getting things ready for the midterm. And then our social medias, you can follow them at WBDG Indy, except TikTok, at Giant90.9. And then our quest line is at 317-244-9234. That is, again, 317-244-9234. Our podcast on audioboom.com. The School Talk with the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Emerson Allen, Friday at 7:30 a.m. and replays are on Sunday at 2 p.m.
I'm a legend in my own mind. What does that mean? Well, you're a legend in your own mind. What is
legend in your own mind?
Yeah, what does that mean? That's the old school.
You're big, man.
Legend in your own mind. I ain't got no sense. What's that thing you just read? Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have some fun the next few shows. Y'all don't know, y'all just don't know. Lock the door, call security, get Dr. Butts over here. Oh, I got guests in the house. Gotta be nice. I got folks in the house. I got folks with a big old AF. Folks. Mr. Jed Barton's in my studio. Push the Magic Barton. Wayne Townsend, trustee.
It's good friend. To be here.
It's a friend of Ben Davis. Friend of Wayne Townsend. Friend of Indianapolis, Indiana. What's up, friend?
I'm just really glad to join you.
How you doing?
I'm good. It's Friday morning.
We need you to calm me down because I get so hyped up on Friday morning, man.
I'm not here to calm you down.
Hey, man, he's just awesome. He's an awesome man, businessman, man. He's still a business. I don't care if he ain't got a business. He's still a businessman. The businessman, you know. You ain't got your Subway restaurant. I can't get a Subway sandwich when I'm broke. But I'm always got some money for some Subway sandwiches. So. But Wayne Township trustee, man, you're busy, man.
We've been busy,
man. Y'all been busy. Y'all been doing some stuff. Y'all been tackling some stuff that the township's been talking about since the early 2000s. Because I used to be on the fire department merit board way back in the day, and this is back 2006, 2007, 5, something like that. I'm getting old, forgot. And we talked about some of the things that y'all dealing with now. Now y'all really dealing with some of the things that we talked about because you're really, really, really dumb. We're going to catch up with the Wayne Township trustee, what's going on here in Wayne Township, dealing with some issues with our fire department, our EMS. We're going to talk about that today. So I'm going to jump right into it because I'm jumping in with both feet. Y'all being busy, involving the community in this adventure. And this adventure has came, and now it's going to happen. You say, what's going to happen? The Wayne Township Trustee has approved the fire department merging with IFD. So tell me how that happened, and what is that?
Well, it happened because of money. I mean, it comes down to we have to be able to pay our bills, and our bills are our firefighters. I mean, it's salary and benefits for fire and EMS, and as we look through the coming years, costs were outrunning revenue, and we needed to find a way to take care of them.
That's not a new conversation. Folks in the audience, they've been around a while. You know, Wayne Township's been having that question almost for a long time, and now the question's been answered, so it's going to happen. So I understand the board voted 5-0, 5.5. So everybody was unanimous?
It was a unanimous vote.
Some of the citizens, they had opportunity to speak their minds during it. A lot of publications out there of the community involvement. But on Thursday, February 22nd, the Wayne Township Fire Department Board unanimously approved the merger of Wayne Township Fire Department with the Indianapolis Fire Department on a 5.0 vote. We'll get to the EMS part, too, because they also... The January vote saw the Wayne Township Emergency Medical Services merged with Indianapolis EMS.
Mm-hmm.
Tougher
vote.
That was
4-1. And two different issues in the sense that IFD, there's a merit system for employees with IFD.
Yeah.
And so our firefighters don't lose rank, don't lose position in terms of bidding where they work and all those good things.
Right.
IEMS has a seniority system, but does not have a merit system.
Wow.
You mentioned the merit board.
Yeah.
So it's a tougher transition.
Okay.
It's working out. Actually, that's going to happen first.
Okay.
Happens St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, wow.
Sunday morning, March 17th at 7 a.m.
Dang.
Yeah.
You say the reason was the township needed cash. And so you think about Wayne Township, prior to the merger. Wayne Township was the only ones who funded the Wayne Township Fire Department. Is that basically correct?
It's almost entirely off property taxes. There is a little bit of income tax that comes in. I shouldn't say a little bit.
But not Marion County. It's just
It's just the fire district. Yeah.
Whoa.
And it's actually not the entire township. It's just the fire territory, which is almost exactly the same territory as the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township.
Wow.
So Wayne Township as a whole covers, you know, everything all the way into Belmont, mm-hmm. all the way out to Raceway, mm-hmm. all the way down to Troy, mm-hmm. all the way up to 38th Street. So there are four fire departments in Wayne Township right now: Speedway, Wayne Township, Airport, and IFD.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
All those funds, all those departments got to be funded, though.
Correct.
By the same tax?
No. So the territory that is the Wayne Township Fire Department pays for those fire stations.
So, wow.
Yeah,
and that's a small pot, though.
The challenge has been that the costs are higher than the revenue.
Yeah, because you need the fire trucks; they break down.
We're needing to replace some fire trucks. We really need to replace a fire station. The one here at Ben Davis on mm-hmm. 10th Street, Station 84, really needs to be replaced. But the driving issue was pay. Our firefighters this year with their contract didn't get a raise.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at their retiree health insurance, we needed a $7 million boost to cover that long term.
$7 million boost.
I can't print money. No. So
Better not. Better not try. No. So when is this going to happen?
Well, the EMS.
They got to do some more stuff.
So. Yeah. So there's a process for fire. There's a process in state law for mm-hmm. consolidation. That goes through the merit process, goes through, in addition to the township, goes through the Indianapolis City County Council.
So they got to get by them.
They'll process it through committee and mm-hmm. then to the general council, and the mayor also has to sign off on it.
Okay, so that's going to take a little while. So that horse has already left the gate. So it's left the township side of it.
Yeah. We still have to negotiate that consolidation and mm-hmm. merger with IFD.
What would it look like? I mean,
almost exactly what you see right now. Yeah. The stations stay right where they're at. Fire trucks stay right where they're at. If firefighters want to stay where they're at, they stay where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest change is on the administrative side, because you take the chief and assistant chiefs, and we don't have those positions in Wayne Township. Mm-hmm. Savings is there.
Right.
And we use the Indianapolis fire chief and assistant chiefs as a leadership structure.
So you mentioned earlier, our firefighters have the same benefits,
mm-hmm.
seniority?
Yes.
Salaries?
It's almost the same. And we think IFD is negotiating a contract this year.
Okay.
We think they could be on top in terms of salary by the end of this year.
Oh.
So our guys would get the same raise. I shouldn't say guys,
yeah.
or men and women.
Yeah. We call them guys.
We got them all.
I mean, we do.
But you know? they would see the same increase in pay as IFD.
So thinking of when it comes to pay, and you think about life and things you have to do, when you're part of an organization that or a mechanism or a system that has access to more cash, and since you're doing the same job, have opportunity to have to take care of your family, should be a good thing. That should be a good thing, knowing that when you go to work, you're gonna have a paycheck.
Right. And long term for retirees,
yeah.
the real benefit is that they'll have access to health insurance, and that's a really big thing when you figure our township fire department started as a career program 23 years ago,
right?
And we have probably 45% of our department is going to be eligible for retirement in the mm-hmm. next 2-3 years. So we've got to take care of their retiree perspective, planning forward.
I'm going to go back in time now. Back in 1979. It was 1979.
Yeah, back in time.
Way back in time.
I remember it.
Big Nelly's out. If you remember, I had to say, now you got a time machine. Back in 1979, Avon Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, at that time, they were volunteer fire mm-hmm. department. They were located right there. It was a firehouse right there around 267 and US 36.
Mm-hmm.
They had Monty's Grocery Store.
Mm-hmm.
They had Dairy Queen. I think there was a gas station. It was a couple of real estate companies over there. And there was a junkyard over there for salvages. So salvage parts. And there was the a lot of businesses at 267 and US 36. The highway wasn't where it is like now.
Right.
It was
No. It's been rebuilt.
Big time rebuilt. And it was the Avon Fire Department. And they were volunteers.
Right.
1979. Volunteers that wanted to do something in their community for their fellow man or woman. And they were volunteers, and you volunteered to go into a fire.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was Wayne Township Fire Department was a volunteer department.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No. Going back, and actually, if you go back to the 30s.
I don't remember that far back.
But at that point, it was, you know, communities like Mars Hill.
Yeah.
Who basically pitched in money to buy a truck, and they had their little community volunteer fire department. And it was generally... Although Mars Hill bought a new truck when they started, because Mars Hill had money. But generally, those trucks were used, beat-up trucks that they would strap a tank onto, because the real issue was, did you have water? We didn't have, in Wayne Township at that time, adequate water supply to fight fires, and so you had to haul water. IFD would haul water from downtown out to the townships. They had a truck.
Those were
the old days.
Yeah, I'm seeing a black and white movie of a pump.
No. It was a bucket brigade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And that is crazy.
And from those little community volunteer efforts where they'd park the truck in somebody's driveway to today, I mean, we've come a long way.
Yeah. I mean, cause you couldn't. Who would thunk it? Because now, we're so busy doing everything that we need to do here. In your own community, your own life, to stay focused, and you really don't think about the process. If you have a problem, you call the police.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come. You have a fire, you call the fire department. They're going to come. You really, how often do you really think about the cost? Think about the individual. Think about their lives. You just know that you call and they're going to come.
And wasn't that long ago? You had to think about who you were going to call if you had a fire, because Wayne Township had their own dispatch system. Indianapolis had their own dispatch system. Speedway had their own dispatch system.
I remember a time when law enforcement didn't communicate, when the Marion County Sheriff Department and State Police had different communication systems.
So now, if you hit 911, if you're on the east side of Raceway or the west side of Raceway, you get tied into the same system. And I say that because you're in two different counties.
Right.
And those dispatches occur seamlessly because of technology.
Wow. Back in 79, I remember even with the state police, same vein of communication, but it was like we would hop, when I was a state trooper, we would get a scanner, mm-hmm. and we would jump county cars.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were on two different communication systems as far as dispatch. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that it's...
They've come a long way in our lifetime.
Yeah, it's really crazy when you think back. That's one thing about getting old, man. When you look back.
So I grew up with my grandmother's farmhouse had a party line. So to explain to your listeners, that was where there was one wire that was stretched between multiple houses.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on who was getting the call, the ring was different.
Right.
And then you knew... Somebody else was on the phone.
Yeah, get off the phone. Talk. It'd be funny, too, because you'd be talking, and you hear him talking or breathing. Get off the phone. I'm talking. Hang up the phone. It's my turn. It's crazy. That was crazy. Yeah. Oh, man. Lily Tomlin all together. You don't know about Lily Tomlin. She's like, you know, can't talk.
She's
the operator. Operator. Melrose 455. Crazy. Okay, I'm y'all know
we're
I'm
sounding
crazy.
Old here, Emerson.
Boy, I am 69.
No, I said we're sounding we're... old.
Can you use your brick phone? Your brick cell phone. So now our trucks are. We got the Wayne Township colors, so they're going to change.
No,
they won't.
We're red trucks, and IFD's red, and you're going to see red fire trucks.
How about civilians?
So that's a much more complicated process, but their options are going to be much broader.
Because I mean, I'm talking, you know, folks in the audience, I'm talking about civilians that work for Wayne Township.
Exactly. So we have, we operate a fleet services. Mm-hmm. So we've got a garage. We've got facilities folks. We've got logistics folks. We've got administrative folks. So there are going to be options around the city. And I say that because, you know, Indianapolis, Marion County government includes everything from downtown City County Council building to the Indianapolis airport. So we're going to work through in the next year making sure everybody's got a spot somewhere in government if they want it.
Yeah.
Some of them, I'm guessing, will start looking at private jobs and realize mm-hmm. that they could maybe make more.
Yeah.
But they're going to have options.
That's cool. Now, the meetings that you had in the past, what was the main concern of the citizens you talked to as it proposed to the proposal? Merger at that time, what was their biggest concern?
Well, I mean, we've always tried to keep our own fire department. I mean, that's been a goal since they started it. You start talking about when you spend 88% of your funds on salaries and benefits, mm-hmm. You know you have to take care of your employees.
Yeah.
And when those costs exceed the money you can collect off of property taxes, there's no way for the township to raise additional property tax money. We're maxed out. Our tax rate's the highest in Marion County, close to the highest in the state of Indiana. And there's no way to, and I wouldn't raise that tax rate.
Right.
But we can't do a referendum. There's no additional revenue that can come in. You have to pay your employees, mm-hmm. And we got to take care of them.
Did you come across folks that are concerned about longer response times?
It that question was raised, but since we're not moving equipment or stations, it doesn't change. You know, the fire station is still around the corner for you, and it's still going to have the same trucks. It's going to have the same staffing. So that doesn't change anything. Yeah. But no, it's a definitely people were asking because there was a lot of fear because of the unknown.
Yeah.
You know, people said, well, does that mean you're going to have to wait for a fire truck to come from downtown out to Wayne Township?
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's still right there around the corner from you.
That would be a huge one.
Yeah.
You know, that would be a huge concern, especially if you're, that would be, wow. But we're not, how you said, we're not the first ones at the rodeo. It's not our first.
No.
Five townships?
Yeah. So this has been going on for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. Five townships plus the town of Beech Grove have all merged in with IFD. You know, things don't change.
Yeah.
Except there have been some pretty significant improvements on the south side. They have built a couple of new fire stations that really needed to be taken care of.
I just went blank. What was it? Marion County, Speedway,
mm-hmm.
Beech Grove,
mm-hmm.
Indianapolis. What was that big word we threw around way back a long time
Unigo.
Ago? There you go. Man,
yeah. Now you're going way back.
Yeah, if y'all know nothing about Munich, Google that one, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. When you think about all the things that the community has went through.
Yeah, and the state learned a lot from what Marion County has gone through with Unigo.
Uh-huh.
So no other city goes through that anymore. We wouldn't be, if we were up in Fort Wayne or St. Joe's, South Bend area, we wouldn't be having this conversation about merging fire departments, because as the city expands, mm-hmm. so does the territory automatically.
But I do understand back in the early 2000s when the conversation was about merger, Wayne, it was a big, big push for us to stay. We wanted to stay, as a township, stay independent. Like you say, I always wanted to keep your own fire department.
Yeah, I mean, it's an identity.
Yeah.
And there's a history there. There's an emotion. And we've got a lot of folks who worked with the volunteer mm-hmm. Wayne Township Fire Department back mm-hmm. in the day. So, you know, there's a passion there. And we're going to go through a bit of a mourning, I think, as mm-hmm. we see this transition occur. We know that, and we're going to work to memorialize and remember and record the history of the Wayne Township Fire Department, because it's important not to forget where we came from.
I agree.
Like we don't forget about those nine volunteer departments from Mars Hill to Claremont that existed almost 100 years ago.
Yeah, I agree. It's something about with the things that they've accomplished over the years to not forget. Because this, like I said, I was just sitting there reminiscing about Avon. And back in 1979, it was just so cool. You know, an attitude of the individuals volunteering is something that they wanted to do.
Yeah.
They had a passion for it.
And you know, that's something that we didn't get ahead of this in terms of our firefighters. This has been something our firefighters have been talking about. So, like, back last year, the conversations were occurring. And in December, our firefighters, our union voted for consolidation. So, you know, in terms of not trying to push something down people's throats, this was something that we were kind of following the lead of our employees.
Oh, you just try it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about firefighters. These young folks, boy, I tell you, they get their passion. So, you know, I can see why you definitely need, but that's simple. It's something you got to have to buy in, because this is their livelihood.
Yeah.
This is their
life. It's a career. It's a choice they've made to spend their entire lives doing this.
Running into a fire.
Yep.
I mean, that's like, I mean, I always, Ocean Williams, he had a comment way back in the day. He would say that if you saw the police department, and I added the fire department, packing up and leaving, I'm packing my stuff. I'm going to go to, because, you know, law enforcement, they run towards the bullets.
Right.
Firefighters run towards the fire, while we run the other way. And that type of dedication and passion is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I take my hat off to my first responders. I take my hat off to my veterans, because when you stand before the officers, when you enlist into the military, and you give that oath of allegiance, you know, you're making a oath, a promise that if need be, I'll give my life for my country, for my fellow man. And a lot of folks have made that ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah.
I did not, but I did take the hope. I did raise my hand. You know, I was there. I was ready to make that ultimate sacrifice. And when you think about that type of individual, you go like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You put yourself in harm's way for folks you don't know, for your country. And knowing that one day, maybe you might have to fulfill that obligation.
Right.
That just gives me goosebumps. But it just like messes me up, because I don't take that whole scenario lightly.
Yeah. And you know, with modern firefighting, you've got to know that they're fighting fires that are putting their lives on the line every day from an environmental standpoint.
Yeah.
It's no longer wood that's burning. It's synthetics. Yeah. And so it's cancer.
9/11.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, from a retirement standpoint and taking care of retirees, that's something that we really have to focus on, taking care of those guys.
Mm. I know we're out of time. You're doing a lot of things, wearing a lot of hats, not just in charge of the fire department. You got the community. Anything going that our folks, the community, need to know about going on?
You know, I really just wanted to come here today and thank you. Yeah. You know, your service to our community, this has been an amazing contribution to Wayne Township. Your years here of bringing our community together every Friday morning is something that we celebrate. And I'm just grateful for everything you've done. And we're here to celebrate you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm just going to say thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, it's the students. They make me feel good, you know. So, but.
Well, you've made us feel good. Right. So you've made it happen. Thank you.
Yeah. They allowed me to come in. I appreciate it. Well, y'all know, if you need anything, contact Wayne Township Trustee's Office. They're there for you. If you don't know what you need and don't know who to call them. They'll send you the right directions. So
check us out on the web.
Yeah, Wayne. Got a nice website.
We do.
Yeah, you
we
do.
We're really proud of it. Yeah. Got some resources there, and it's
you really do.
Got some good direction. We also have all the information about fire consolidation. 241-4191, or I should say 317 nowadays, WayneTWP.org. Check us out.
Check them out, y'all. Information, your news, information you might need. You never know. You never know. McNally saying you never know. Come on, say you never know.
You never know
when you're going to need help.
Yeah, and we all need each other.
We definitely all need. You can't do it by yourself. Sometimes you just got. You need. Sometimes don't be just. You just. You need help. I mean, I know I need help all the time. Take us home. next week I got. I don't know who I got next week. I have somebody next week. I talked to Ted Hardy out there. I'm gonna get Ted Hardy on the radio. He's got the Ted Hardy Project in Belmont Beach. I'm going to get him on this sometime in the next couple of months. John Easter got me lined up. I think he got the Pope lined up, and then he got a couple presidents lined up. And I don't know. I just like you got in trouble. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your students are just, remember, just you're in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to get a copycat, just copy the right cat. You can't go wrong. Copy Jed Martin. He's a businessman. He had Subway sandwiches. Now he's running the township, the fire department. He's keeping you safe, y'all. You can't go wrong. And before I say my views, New Career Center. Hey, the New Career Center director. Oh, man. She's awesome, y'all. She's awesome. That's all I can say about it. But she's going to be on the airway next week. The New Career Center director. Did you know that? Now we got a new boss over there?
Yes, sir, I did.
A new boss. We got
yes, sir.
Shy, banging her in, talk about some stuff. And I always say, if you don't know what you want to do, go to Area 31, boy. You'll see it all. And see it all. So next week, we're going to talk about that. So the Views Express on School Talk. Next day, Views MC of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. Views of me and my guests. I'll see you next week with the new director from the Career Center. We will talk about stuff. Have a good day.